Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
I'm Jeff Bell.
I'm Patty Rising. Presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders is in the Bay Area today for a campaign rally ahead of California's primary. KCBS's Carrie Hudasek has more from Richmond.
We're here to support Bernie.
Here at the Craneway Pavilion in Richmond, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders drew hundreds of supporters from all over the West Coast.
I'm from Seattle. I'm a Sanders supporter. Look at my shirt.
Bernie has the best grasp of what's happening with climate change. We all need to rally behind him.
I'm here because I'm a doctor, and Bernie's going to make us a healthier country. He's going to make a better health care system, which we sorely need.
Within the first 2 minutes of addressing the crowd, he said it's time for a change in the White House.
We are going to defeat Donald Trump because the American people do not want a president who is a pathological liar.
Expressing a message of unity while touching on issues that directly affect California.
We are going to put millions of working people to work at good paying jobs, building 10 million units of low-income and affordable housing.
California's primary is March 3rd. In Richmond, Carrie Hudasek, KCBS.
It was a crime that rocked the East Bay city of Orinda. KCBS's Curtis Kim says the five murders at an Airbnb on Halloween night are prompting one lawmaker to take action.
State Senator Steve Glazier says when he learned Orinda could only impose a $1,000 fine for short-term rental violations, he decided to do something about it.
The legislation that I will be introducing will raise that ceiling to $5,000. The hope being that it creates a strong enough disincentive so that people think twice about renting out their properties in a circumstance that violates the rules of the platform that they're using.
The mayor of Orinda, Darlene G., said the city instituted temporary measures to prevent similar rental violations.
We changed our rules locally here in the city of Orinda so that you can only do a short-term rental if it is hosted, if it's your primary residence, if you are there in residence and you are renting it for a two-night minimum.
The senator says Orinda and 75% of the cities in the state fall under the category of being a general law city with restrictions on how much fines can be imposed. In Orinda, Curtis Kim, KCBS.
Hikers who made their way to a popular hiking trail today were disappointed when they were turned away by authorities. KCBS's Betsy Gephardt reports the park has been shut down due to a mountain lion attack.
The attack occurred Sunday morning about 10 a.m. in the Rancho San Antonio Preserve near Cupertino. A six-year-old girl was clawed in the leg by a mountain lion, and a family friend with her was able to shove the animal into the bushes, and the cat ran away. The girl was treated for minor injuries and released. Blood from the girl's clothing helped investigators try to track the cat overnight. Here's Todd Tagnazzini from California Fish and Wildlife.
They brought in four trained dogs to try and strike on the scent of the cat in the area where this occurred.
Crews have so far been unsuccessful in trying to capture the responsible cat. It's the first attack ever by a mountain lion at this park. At Rancho San Antonio Preserve, Betsy Gebhardt, KCBS.
There is a new way to get back at those annoying robocallers. And as KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, you could also make some money at the same time.
Joshua Browder is the founder and CEO of the San Francisco-based Do Not Pay, which helps people get out of parking tickets, bank fees, and unnecessary subscriptions. And on Christmas Day, he realized their next goal.
I got probably the fourth robocall of the day, offering me a free cruise. And I just thought, why? I have to pick up my phone a lot because I have a lot of people calling me. And so when I pick up a call and it's the fourth time for the day, I was like, okay, Do Not Pay has to do something to stop this.
And he says they're going to do it by making those robocallers pay up.
The first step is actually finding out who these people are. And what we do in the app is something very clever where we give the user a virtual credit card. And when the robocaller asks you, hey, you've won this cruise, what's your card number? You can give them this card. And when they try and run the card, that's how we get all their details through the payment network.
Then the Do Not Pay app can file lawsuits against them, asking for as much as $3,000 a call.
We've been testing this for months since December, and we've actually won a few settlements on behalf of users. But we only launched this publicly 2 days ago, and already we have 10,000 cases pending.
Browder says he believes the problem has come from cell phone service companies selling our numbers and then not doing enough to protect us from these calls. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.